I got a studio full of folks here, and all for a very good reason. As we begin the holiday celebration, we know it's going to end up on New Year's Eve. And for that, everybody's going to the square in Santa Rosa. New Year's Eve on the square is what we're talking about. And we've got a lot of folks here to help us do just that. The owner of Shandi Hospitality, Sonu Shandi, is here. Nice to see you. And Ren is also here. Thanks for being here. And
thank you.
I was going to say, they really are here. also, George Panowski from Out to Lunch Fine Catering is here. George, hello there.
Hello.
Nice to have you, too.
Yes.
Gray from Belly.
How you doing?
Okay, all one-word things. Gray from Belly. And also, Tina Pierre is here. She's one of the event coordinators for this particular thing. It's going to be a big party on the square, and for a big party, you need entertainment, right? And on the KSRO live line with us is McKenna Faith. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's a local girl. McKenna, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, this year, more than any other year, ringing in the new year has special meaning to us, and we all understand the why of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds like it was important for you to be a part of this year, McKenna.
Yeah, it was. I mean, everything that went on in Sonoma County, and I think it's going to be, I think this is what we really need, you know, something to bring our community together, and I think it's going to be awesome for us to have something. You guys just redid the square, so I think it's going to be really, really fun.
Yeah, we've been waiting for you. And for those folks who've been, you know, living under a rock or something, McKenna is from Ukiah, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and tell us about your brand of music.
So I do country. I'm a country music singer, and we do a mix. I mean, I feel like we have something for everyone in our set. We do a little bit of AC/DC. We do some pop covers. We do a little bit of everything in our set. So I think it's going to be really fun and high energy, and we're going to bring in the new year.
Well, that's fantastic.
King's playing too. So
and pardon me.
Kingsborough's playing as well.
Kingsborough's going to be here, too. Yeah, it sounds like a great lineup for a New Year's Eve. And, McKenna, I'm sure that that you know people who were affected by the fires this time around.
Yes, I do. Yeah, a lot of friends and family. So it was really, really sad what happened.
Well, that's why we want to turn the page on 2017. I think we're all going to be ready to do that. And so maybe, Sonu, you could tell us what the square is going to be like on New Year's Eve.
It's going to...
Let's get the overview from Sonu.
Perfect. Pat, thank you for having us.
Of course.
It's always wonderful to chat with you. I remember sitting on the last time we were Winter Lights.
Winter Lights celebration in the square for the Christmas tree lighting, and that was a fantastic night. It really was.
And it was amazing how we sat there and talked about how people came out and celebrated together. And that's the theme for New Year's Eve. Let's celebrate together. I think especially what we just went through this year, we want to put it behind us, like you said. So what the square is going to look like is you're going to see a lot of local vendors serving food.
Mm-hmm. Good. Food is good on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely.
An important part of the equation.
And obviously, we'll have kids activities from 5 to 8:30.
So this is a whole family thing. Let's make sure that people know about that.
Yeah, I want to get that message across. Let's make sure we come out as families. I've said this before. I have a family. Our whole team at Shandi Hospitality, we want to make sure this starts as a full fun for a family event. And then as we progress through the night, and that's the key part of the event is obviously live music. We'll start with Pat Jordan. Then McKenna would be obviously the key music.
She's the big headliner. Yep.
And then we have Kingsborough, our local, getting very popular. They do a great job with their music as well. And then our goal is to, and you're going to, when we reach midnight, you'll see a drop.
Is there going to be a ball?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
A big
it's going to be a
is
surprise.
Is it going to be like a disco ball, or you can't really say yet?
It's a little bit of a surprise,
okay.
And we want to keep it a surprise. So
all
if
right.
you show up, and you'll see what Santa Rosa will be doing that evening.
Whoa, that sounds like a lot of fun. All right, so George Panowski is here from Out to Lunch Fine Catering. And George, what are you bringing to the table, literally?
Yeah, so we'll be providing a buffet during in the VIP tent. We have a wonderful dinner for buffet.
Hold on, hold the phone. What's the VIP tent?
So the VIP tent, and we didn't discuss this. So the people that want to have inclusive experience, this is a tent that's going to sit right next to the main stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a see-through with beautiful lighting inside.
Ooh!
And
now, to me, inclusive means drinks and beverages and food are included. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a certain amount of drinks are included. Dinner is included. You do get a toast at midnight, which would be included. And if you want to do more, then you'll have your personal bar there in the tent that they could utilize.
Very nice. Okay, so that's where you're going to be, George.
Yes,
you're making food for the VIP tent.
Yeah, we have a wonderful spread planned, a beautiful filet mignon in our Santa Maria rub with a wine reduction sauce, which is really delicious. We have a sun-dried cream and tomato pasta, which is really good.
That's lovely, too.
Roasted veggie medley. So a bunch of winter veggies. You got your broccoli, your squashes, your carrots, stuff like that all together, which is really nice. A wonderful mixed green salad with our homemade candied pecans, balsamic dressing, strawberries, and gorgonzola cheese. And then after that, we have a dessert buffet with chocolate dipped strawberries and mini creme brulees and chocolate mousse cups and cappuccino brownies and all the works.
Well, you had me at the reduction, but I'm happy to hear what comes after that.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. Fantastic.
Beautiful spread.
Wow. And Gray, tell us about what Belly's bring in.
We're just here to support, just like we always do for everyone for downtown Santa Rosa. I'm just happy that we're the Square in Santa Rosa did such an awesome job just trying to bring everyone together for sure. And I know Sonny's been and the family have been such a good supporter for downtown Santa Rosa, especially after everything that's happened. So I don't know about all you guys, but I'm ready for 2018.
I think
this is gonna be something special for not just this year but every single year after this. That will be just get better and better and better.
Well, what we've come to find out, and you mentioned this, Sonu, on for Winter Lights, is that ever since the Square was reunited, what we find is that when it's empty, frankly, it looks a little barren. It does. When it's full, it springs to life like, you know, the most wondrous city you could have imagined.
Such a focal point.
And so when the energy is there, like, of course it will be on New Year's Eve, and the people are there, and there's food, and there's beverages, and there are places and things for the kids to do. You've got all of the right parts here to make for a stellar New Year's Eve on the Square.
I agree. And one of the things that's why I wanted to bring Gray along. The key for us at Chundi Hospitality is this is not, it's an event that we took initiative to put it on, but this is an event for the community.
Yeah.
It's for an event for everybody to come together, all the local businesses. If any business that I haven't reached out, please reach out. Let us know how we can work together. And
just
we
raise your hand and say, I want to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because the key is that this is the only way we succeed if everybody gets together and we reach out to a bunch of other business owners to come out, like whether they're retail and the small businesses that are around the square. We have been impacted through this year, has been taking a toll on many small businesses. So the key is let's do events like this. Like you said, when events happen, that's what makes that
square
look. That's
what creates that space.
That's what creates that community space, that vibrancy that we need.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to put this on. And the key is that we do many more of these on an ongoing basis so we can all get together.
I agree.
And celebrate together.
I agree. When we did Winter Lights and the celebration in the square and the lighting of the Christmas tree, to me, it really was the first, you know, good scale event where people got together, and there were thousands of people there that night, to celebrate and to show some spirit. I never saw anything as beautiful, I don't think, as that night, a bunch of kids dancing and laughing and roaming through the square and having a great time. It really reinforced the hope I have for this community.
It does. And that's what we're looking forward to. And look forward to many, many more.
Oh, absolutely.
And
Absolutely. And let's talk to McKenna, and we want to talk more about this event because it's a big one, and it's coming up on New Year's Eve, and we'll be right back. It's 9:44 at KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Airport Express was sold to a company in Virginia?
Yeah, they decided they're pretty much retire, and I'm happy for them. They deserve to kick back.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Cliff and Ty have been in our community most of their lives.
We lived in Coffee Park since 1986.
Imagine all they put into their home over a 30-year period, raising a family, the love, the memories, and in one night.
The whole neighborhood, as far as you can see, is gone.
Evidence is mounting that PG&E may be responsible for starting the Tubbs fire. Facing an uncertain future, Ty and Cliff met with a team of local professionals and attorneys.
I just felt compassion through them, and not just suing PG&E, but they had a vision to help people get their lives back in order.
If you have been personally affected by the Tubbs fire, learn about your rights for recovery at upcoming informational meetings.
And it's not even about the money, it's just about taking responsibility if they are to blame.
For details, visit pgelawsuit.com or call 707-237-2445. Gary Morrow of Morrow Archer & Associates LLC is the attorney responsible for the content of this commercial.
Now more than ever, we need to help the people in Sonoma County. Spaland is offering a Sonoma Strong special from now till the end of the year. Spaland will pay the sales tax or offer 0% financing, and all floor models are on special. $100 from every spa sold will go to RCU Fire Relief. For over 30 years, locals have experienced the hands-on approach that only a small, family-run business can offer. Find the best Sundance spa for your lifestyle at Spaland, directly across the street from Lowe's in Cotati.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
It's 9:46 at KSRO. I hope you got your ho-ho-ho on, because there's a lot of that going on around here. We are getting so close to entering into the holiday weekend, and really the holiday two-week period, because just following Christmas and Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, of course, comes New Year's Eve. And this year, New Year's Eve on the square. I think it's so cool that we're calling it the square now, because it's so much more hip happening and now. You know, yep. I'm hoping that it just becomes the square in Santa Rosa. And I want to get back to McKenna Faith, who is on the line with us. And she is going to be performing on New Year's Eve in the square. And McKenna, have you done a New Year's Eve show before?
I have.
Have you done one in your own hometown?
I have not. So well, this is the first for me, and it's going to be fun.
It really is, and it's going to be a great opportunity for you to shine, as it's so easy for you to do that, and also to just be kind of wrapped around the loving arms and the loving ears of your community.
I agree, yeah.
Well, it's going to be great, and we look forward to seeing you there, and thanks so much for being a part of the show this morning. We appreciate it, and can't wait to say Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you guys.
All right. That is McKenna Faith. She is going to be a part of this. She will be among other performers, too. And New Year's Eve on the square. Sonu, if I'm walking onto the square, which, by the way, is free. It's free to go to New Year's Eve on the square. What the group is asking for, though, is to register at Eventbrite for this event. To just go to New Year's Eve on the square. And register at Eventbrite, just so everybody's got an idea of how many people are going to show up for this thing. But it's free.
Yes. The key is, you know, and like we mentioned earlier, it's an event that starts early on and goes until
what time does it start?
Starts at 5 p.m.
5 o'clock. Okay.
And so you will see a live music starting with Pat Jordan at that time. And then in the beginning, you're going to see, obviously, the food and the drinks will be there as well. But you'll see a lot of kids' activities like Jumpy House, interactive child magic shows, balloon animals, and face painting. So all those activities would be happening to start with.
Very good. And while it's still light outside, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the square will be lit up really nicely.
Well, I hope so. Lights. It's New Year's Eve, after all. It better be festive.
Absolutely. So you'll see that festive mood. And then beyond, you know, as you go through the night, like we said, please go to New Year's Santa Rosa. SantaRosa.com.
NewYearsSantaRosa.com.
And you'll see our Eventbrite link there.
Yeah.
To go in there, even if you're just attending, it's a free event.
Yeah.
Unless you want VIP.
But they want to be able to know how many people to expect. That's the point.
Yes. Yeah. So we can let our vendors know. We can let, we know it's going to be a big event, but if you do early on, that gives us a way to
more time
gauge
to prep.
It.
And also the VIP tickets are available there, and those go for?
$125.
Okay.
Unless you want to reserve a table, which you could do that as well. That way we'll have a table saved for you for 10 people, and that's all of those details are on website.
Okay,
and it's $125 per ticket if you want just individual
that's
tickets.
That's if you want to reserve a place in the VIP tent, which apparently has a beautiful view of everything happening around the square, too.
That's right.
Okay, and we're talking about a way for the community to get together and celebrate the fact that we've made it this far and that we are going to somehow get the energy together to make it through the next year, because there's a lot of work to be done. So taking a breather at the first of the year, that New Year's Eve and that New Year's Day, is going to be so important to us, and garnering, gathering, cultivating the energy in Sonoma County is going to be super important when it comes to what we have to do later in the year.
I agree, and there's so many things to look forward to, and the biggest thing is there's a lot of work to be done, but if we all stick together and work together and celebrate together, it'll be a lot easier than trying to tackle it ourselves.
There's no question about that. It is going to be a great night on the square in Santa Rosa, and we're looking forward to giving you even more details as we get closer to it. And let me just ask Gray from Belly, best thing to eat from you that night, Gray?
Oh, I'm more or less probably whatever you guys want. I mean, it feels like...
Pick one thing. Come on.
Oh, I don't know.
Pick your favorite, Gray.
Any of the pizzas or the pork belly or any of that good stuff.
Pork belly. Yeah. Now, there's something to write home about. Okay. Go for the pork belly, among other things. George?
Definitely the filet mignon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
can't
gotta go
there.
For the filet. Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. Okay, Sonu, what about you?
For me... You could eat at, obviously, all of our other restaurants will be open. Go to Beer Baron, Duck Fat Fries, or our pork nuggets. It will be served all day.
Pork nuggets?
And
that sounds way better than chicken nuggets.
That's right.
Yeah.
BB's Burger Bar will be open.
Yep.
Stout Brothers will be open. So we'll be serving our good food there. And stay till the later part. The bars will be still open after the event is done.
And don't forget that something is going to be dropping from the sky at midnight.
Yeah, that's a secret.
Yeah.
You only know and find out if you're there that time.
That's absolutely right. Or if you're me. So... You know, nobody's telling me anything either, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm just looking forward to seeing the 2, the 0, the 1, and the 8.
Amen.
Me too. We all are. And
yeah,
thank you so much for having us here.
On 2017. Really looking forward to it, and we'll talk about it much more before New Year's Eve. But thank you to Gray from Belly. You'll be there. And also George Panowski from Out to Lunch Fine Catering. Yeah. George, thanks for being here.
No problem.
And we'll see you there. Tina Pierre, the event coordinator. Tina, nice to see you. And Sonu from Chundi Hospitality. And Ren, his wife, is here also. So it's nice to meet you. And Sonu has proven himself such an important part of the community. And this is just another reason why.
Thank you so much. And we're so glad to be doing this, especially at the time this is. And like I said, we look forward to many more. But let's celebrate all together so we can look forward to many more things to come.
Absolutely. And lady and gents, happy holidays to
happy
you.
Holidays.
Happy holidays
happy
to you
holidays.
As well.
We'll Thank see you when it's almost New Year. All right, that's a group of people who are bringing this event, New Year's Eve on the Square in Santa Rosa, and it's going to be a great night. And thanks so much, all of you, for being here. It sounds like a delicious way to ring in the new year, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.